also. And where I go, you know, and the way, you know. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. And from now on, you know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works.
我们再读第十六节到第十十七节。
And we'll read verse 16 and 17. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you.
再读二十一到二十四。
And verses 21 to 24. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered and said to him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me.
我们圣经就先读到这里。
We'll read up to here.
我们看见在上一章十三章的三十节。
We see that in the previous chapter 13.
这个犹大受了那点饼，立刻就出去。那时候是夜间了。
That Judas, after breaking the bread, he went out in the night.
就说到上一章的话，就讲到耶稣为门徒洗了脚。
It speaks of the Lord washing disciples' feet.
当然也包括犹大在里头。
It also includes Judas.
但是等到这个耶稣给犹大吃了这个饼以后，他就离开了。
But after the Lord Jesus gave bread to Judas, he left.
所以当出卖主的犹大离开了。
And when Judas, who betrayed the Lord, left,
我们看见就从十三章的三十一节开始。
And we see that in chapter 13, verse 31 onwards,
一直到十六章的结束。
At the end of chapter 16,
耶稣呢，继续的对的其他十一个门徒来说话了。
That Lord Jesus kept speaking to the disciples.
我们看见在这一段的话里头。
And we see that in this passage,
耶稣一方面安慰这些门徒。
On one hand, the Lord comforts the disciples.
因为耶稣要离开世界到父那里的时候到了。
Because the time has come for the Lord to go to the Father.
这些门徒跟耶稣在一起有三年多的时间。
And these disciples have been with the Lord for 3 years.
可以说他们是非常亲密的一个关系了。
That they have established a very intimate relationship.
但现在主耶稣离开他们了。
But now the Lord will leave them.
所以他们未免要觉得忧愁。
And that's why they are troubled.
所以主耶稣要用这么多的话来安慰他们。
That's why the Lord has to use many words to comfort them.
另一方面。
And on the other hand.
当主离开世界以后，回到父那里去。
When the Lord has left the world to the Father's side,
但是这门徒呢，他还要留在世界上。
But he still has to lead the disciples on earth.
他们还要去为了主去传福音。
They still have to preach the gospel for the Lord.
他们在地上还有很多工作要做。
They still have many works to do on earth.
所以主在肉身中不能跟他们同在了。
So So the Lord cannot be with them in flesh.
那么他们怎么能够服侍呢?
So how can they serve?
因为他们过去的三年多一直是主带领他们的。
Because all these 3 years, it is the Lord who has been leading them.
忽然主要离开了。
And all of a sudden the Lord has to leave.
将来的路他们怎么走呢?
So in the future, how can they walk?
就门徒怎么去服侍呢?
How can the disciples serve?
所以在这一段主耶稣跟他们的谈话里头。
So in this passage, the Lord speaks to them.
不单单是安慰他们。
Not only to comfort them.
而且是要预备他们在世上怎么样服侍。
But it's to prepare them to know how to serve on earth.
叫他们怎么能够来完成主所托付给他们的。
To how to accomplish what the Lord has given them.
所以我们来到第十四章的时候。
So when we come to chapter 14.
耶稣跟这些门徒在讲话。
The Lord is speaking to the disciples.
但是很多次是被门徒的问话所打断了。
Many times it is because of the questioning the Lord answers.
是看起来好像这个门徒为什么要打断主的话呢?
And why is it the disciples used questioning to interrupt the Lord?
其实这个是一件很好的事情。
It is a very good thing.
就是真正的交通。
It is a true fellowship.
和教导
and teaching.
不是一方面的。
It is not one way.
乃是互相的。
It is both ways.
有问有答。
And there's questioning and answering.
有问的，那么才能知道他明白到什么程度。
And only after questioning, then you know up to what point they understand.
所以我们弟兄姊妹中间的交通也是这样的。
And so it is the same amongst the fellowship of brothers and sisters.
不是你一直一直讲，也不听别人的。
It's not that you keep talking and you don't listen to others.
你也得给别人有点时间。
You also need to give time to others.
有点机会。
And chance.
能够把他的想法来告诉你。
That they may also have a chance to express their thoughts and feelings to you.
所以交通不是，一个方面的 一项的
So fellowship is not only one way
是彼此的
It is together
所以我们看到在这一章里头
So in this chapter we see that
有四个耶稣回答了四个门徒的问题
The Lord Jesus answered 4 questions
一个是回答彼得的问题
One is to answer Peter's question
在13章的36节
In chapter 13, verse 36,
西门彼得问耶稣说，主往哪里去？
Simon Peter said to him, Lord, where are you going?
然后主在14章就回答说，他到哪里去？
And in chapter 14, the Lord answered where he is going.
那么到14章第五节，
And in chapter 14, verse 5,
多马又问了。
Thomas asked,
他说，我们不知道你往哪里去，怎么知道那条路呢？
Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way?
那么耶稣在底下又来回答了。
And later on, Lord Jesus answered.
第三个门徒。
The third disciple.
就是腓力。
Philip.
在第八节。
In verse 8.
他说要求主把父显给他看。
He pleaded that the Lord show the Father to him.
那么主耶稣在下面这段话就回答腓力的问题。
So the Lord answered him later on.
这段。回答的问题比较长一些
And this is a longer
然后到22节
And verse 22
犹大又问了
Judas asked
这里特别提不是出卖主的犹大
This is not the Judas who betrayed the Lord
这个犹大问主为什么向我们显现不向世界上的人显现呢
This Judas asked Lord how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world
耶稣又在下面的话来回答犹大的问题
And afterwards the Lord answered.
所以我们从这一章里头我们要从四个门徒所问的问题看一看在一个要完成主托付的人应该有什么样一个态度应该有什么做法。
So from these 4 questions, we will see what kind of attitude the Lord wants us to have in serving him.
我们第一个来看看彼得的问题。
First, we'll look at Peter's question.
因为彼得问主往哪里去。
Because Peter said, Lord, where are you going?
耶稣回答说，我现在所要去的地方啊，你不能去。
Lord Jesus said, where I am going, you cannot follow.
但是后来你要去的。
But you shall follow me afterward.
那么主耶稣在下面就是回答这个彼得的问题了。
So the Lord answered Peter afterwards.
他说你们心里不要忧愁。
He says, let not your heart be troubled.
因为当时的彼得跟其他的门徒一样，心里面都有忧愁的。
Because at that time, Peter, like other disciples, his heart is troubled.
因为他不知道主说要离开世界，他不知道他到哪里去。
Because if the Lord leaves the earth, he doesn't know where to go.
他也不能跟着主去。
And he cannot follow the Lord.
他觉得很迷茫。
And he feels very lost.
And lost, 对。所以主耶稣就回答说你不要忧愁
The Lord said, do not be troubled.
而你信神也当信我
You believe in God, believe also in me.
如果你信神你也需要信我
If you believe in God, you also need to believe in me.
就是说你要有信心
It speaks of you need to have faith.
我们信了主以后我们都有信心
After we believe in the Lord, we have faith.
我想彼得那个时候他已经相信主了。
I believe that at that time Peter already believed in
the Lord. 其他门徒也都相信主了。
And all the disciples believe in the Lord.
他们都有信心了。
That they have faith.
但是信心不但在开始的时候需要有信心。
But it is not only in the beginning that you need faith.
而且还要继续的有信心。
But you need to continue to have faith.
我们的一生在地上所走的路。
And our walk in life.
都是需要有信心的
We need faith
离不开信心
You cannot leave faith
所以主耶稣跟他说你信神也当信我
So Lord Jesus said You believe in God Believe also in me
为什么会有忧愁呢
Why is it troubled?
因为他不够信心
Because they don't have enough faith
他看不见神也看不见主
He cannot see God And he cannot see the Lord
所以他心里头就觉得很忧愁了。
So in his heart, it was very troubled.
主耶稣也曾经跟他们说过。
And Lord Jesus previously said to them.
主耶稣既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
That he loves those in the world and he will love them to the end.
所以主耶稣离开他们。
And so the Lord leaves them.
但是他的爱并没有离开他们。
But his love has not departed from them.
所以门徒应该有对主有信心。
So the disciples should have faith in the Lord.
知道这样的离开，是为了他们的好处。
To know that this leaving it is for their good.
就说你们已经信了。
It is that you already believed.
你还要继续的相信。
And you need to continue to believe.
另外一方面，主耶稣的话里头也说。
And on another hand, the Lord Jesus' word says.
他说，在我的父家里有许多住处。
That in my father's house there are many mansions.
他说若是没有，我早已告诉你们了。
He said, if they were not so, I would have told you.
主耶稣说，我去是为你们预备地方去。
I go to prepare a place for you.
主耶稣在这里很清楚告诉他，他是回到父的家里。
Here the Lord Jesus clearly said that he is going back to the father's house.
这也是信徒的盼望。
And this is also the hope of the disciples.
信心也就是盼望。
Faith is also hope.
信心就是能够看见将来，现在看不见，将来要成就的事情。
And faith, it is to see what will be accomplished in the future.
那现在看得见东西，你相信，这还不是信。
And what you can see now, that is not faith.
你已经看见了，你就不需要信了。
If you can see it, you don't need faith.
但是我们的盼望就在于看不见的。
But our hope is in what we cannot see.
保罗在罗马书也提到。
And Paul in the book of Romans mentioned.
他说我们得救，是在乎盼望。
And our salvation it is in hope.
所以我们不单单是看见今天的事情。
And today we not only see what is happening today.
我们还知道将来我们要到什么地方去。
But we also know where we will be in the future.
这就是盼望。
This is hope.
如果基督徒没有这样的盼望。
And if disciples don't have this hope.
在地上有很多的忧愁。
Then there will be many troubled hearts on earth.
因为我们知道我们将来也要到父的家里去。
And because in the future we know that we will also be in the Father's house.
彼得就问主到什么地方去。
And Peter asked the Lord, where is he going?
你好像去一个地方。
That as if you're going to a place.
但是主耶稣说，我不是去一个地方。
The Lord said, I am not going to a place.
我是去一个 person.
I am going to a person.
我到父那里去。
I am going to the Father.
这是这个人的想法啊，对这个信仰的认识呢，是会有不同的。
So there will be a difference in how you believe.
我们是不是相信一个地方？
We don't believe in a place.
我们不是盼望一个地方。
We are not hoping for one place.
我们乃是盼望神，盼望一个 person.
But we are hoping in God, a person.
所以信心呢，不是信一个地方。
So hope is not believing in one place.
虽然那个地方很好，
although that place is very good.
现在天堂非常好，
but heaven is very good.
但是更好的就那个地方有我们的父，我们的主耶稣基督。
But even better, it is we have the Father, our God, in that place.
那么这里说，他说在父的家里有许多住处。
And here it says, my Father's house, there are many mansions.
英文说是 mansion。
In the English, it says mansion.
我们现在住的都不是 mansion.
But all the place we dwell in is not mansion.
地上这个 mansion 是非常少的。
And there are very few mansions on earth.
但是主耶稣说，你们将来去的地方有很多的 mansions.
But the Lord Jesus said, in the future, the place where you go, there are many mansions.
这个 mansion 的意思就是有很多住的地方，有住处。
So mansions means there are many dwelling place.
那么第二意思呢，也可以说是一个很宽敞的地方。
Secondly, it also means there's a very spacious place.
就是它不受限制。
There is no limitation.
你看见温哥华有一些这个有一些房子啊，可能就住几个人，三个人、两个人。
So in Vancouver, you can see that maybe you can fit in 2-3 people.
这个家里头不过就是两个人、三个人。
And most 2-3 people per family.
他们的mansion啊。有十个房间。
But in their mansion there are 10 rooms.
就是讲到 mansion 就是很宽敞的地方。
So mansion speaks of spacious.
你来多客人的话，他都能够接待得了。
But even guests can stay in.
因为在父的家里有很宽敞的地方。
Because in the Father's house there is very spacious.
有千千万万的天使。
There are thousands of angels.
有数不尽的。蒙恩得救的人。
And there are countless of sinners saved.
所以这个有人有些朋友就问了。
So some friends asked.
将来信主的人都可以到天堂。
In the future, all the believers can go to heaven.
这个地上这个人很多很多啊。
But there are many people on earth.
怎么能够将来那个地方能够容纳下这么多的地方呢？
So how can we fit in all these people?
有这么多的天使。有多少亿多少 billion 的人将来都会到那个地方。
And there are so many angels and billions of people that's going to heaven.
几千年来离开世界的圣徒都会将来在那个天上。
And all the disciples and believers in the past, they will also be in heaven.
但是父的家是很大的。
But the Father's house, it is very big.
只要信的人都可以到那里去。
All believers will go there.
那就这个就不像有一些像耶和华见证人所说的，将来到天堂只能够有多少44,000-40,000人。
It's not like the Jehovah's Witness. They said only 144,000 can go there.
那么再多过这些人怎么办呢
？And well, what if you have more than these?
就不能在天上，只能在地上了。
Then you cannot go to heaven. You have to be on earth.
所以你要到天上去，你快点现在就来加入我们的团体。
And if you want to go to heaven, then you must join us now.
但是不是的。
But this is not so.
神的话不是这样的。
God's word is not like this.
父的家是个很大的地方。
The Father's house is a huge place.
每一个蒙恩得救的人，将来都有在那个地方，有他的地方住。
Every person that has been saved by grace will have a dwelling place there.
父的家不但是一个很大的地方。
And the Father's house is not only a big place.
而且是一个爱。
It is a place of love.
因为家就是爱。
Because a home is love.
因为有父，有主耶稣基督在那里。
Because the Father and Lord Jesus is there.
也有我们的亲人已经离开世界的人也在那里。
And our close ones who had passed away, they will also be there.
所以在那个地方是充满了爱的地方。
So that place will be filled with love.
而且这个。天上的父的家给我们住的地方也是有各样不同的形式的这个地方。
And there are also a lot of different varieties and styles.
这个 mansion 一定不是说一个图纸就盖成十栋八栋一百栋的。
And the mansions is not according to only one model that you build hundreds of them.
那就不同的。
But there are different ones.
没有一个有力量盖 mansion 的人都是要拿别人的图纸来盖的。
And not, the builders don't just build the same ones.
每个 mansion 都是不一样的。
Every mansion will be different.
将来我们在神的父的家里的住处啊，每个人都不太一样的。
And in the future when we live in the mansion, every mansion will be different.
就是按照你的情形。
It is according to your condition.
所以在哥林多前书就说到，将来在天上，日有日的有荣光，月有月的荣光，星有星的荣光。有glory 啊，在天上，太阳有太阳的 glory 啊。
In Corinthians, it said, The sun will have its glory, heaven will have its glory.
那么这个 star 也有 glory 啊。
And the stars have glory too.
但是每个星也不一样的这个荣光。
But every stars will have its own glory.
将来我们在父那里也是个人，这所有的都是适合于每个人你需要的。
And so in the future, in the mansion, everyone will have their own needs.
所以我们在主耶稣回答这个彼得的问题。
So the Lord Jesus answered Peter's question.
就给我们看到我们有一个荣耀的盼望。
So it helps us see that we have a glorious hope.
不管你在地上你的生活怎么样。
Doesn't matter how your life is on earth.
不管你在地上你的环境怎么样。
It doesn't matter how your surrounding condition is.
但将来我们的盼望都是在父的家里。
But all of our hope, in glorious hope in the future is in the Father's house.
天堂若不是父的家，这天堂就不成为天堂。
If heaven is not the Father's house, then heaven is not heaven.
所以我们常常存着这样一个活泼的盼望。
So we always carry around this glorious hope.
不管在什么情况下，我们都知道我们的盼望是确定的，是荣耀的。
That we know, our hope it is sure and glorious.
当主耶稣讲，说了这些话以后
，After the Lord Jesus said all this.
他说我往哪里去你们知道，那条路你们也知道。
He said, where I am going, you know, and the way you know.
多马说，我们不知道你往哪里去，我们怎么知道那条路呢？
But Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way?
虽然上面主耶稣讲得很清楚了。
Although previously the Lord said it very clearly.
但是这个多马还是不太明白。
But Thomas still don't quite understand.
这也是跟我们现在情形一样的。
It is, we are like that as well.
虽然这个圣经里头讲得很明白很清楚了。
Although the Bible says it very clearly.
但是我们总是觉得，怎么会这样呢？怎么会那样呢？
But we say, how can it be like this? How can it be like that?
因为我们的认识实在是很有限的。
Because our understanding is very limited.
所以主耶稣在下面就跟他们说了这一长段的话。
So the Lord Jesus spoke to them.
主耶稣已经在约翰福音第十章说到他是门。
And in chapter 10, the Lord Jesus said he is the door.
他是门。
He is the door.
就接着这个门的意思就是接着主耶稣我们就可以得到救恩，得到生命。
That the Lord is a door, and through the door, through Lord Jesus, we may obtain life and salvation.
那现在这些门徒都已经进了这个门了。
So all these disciples have entered the door.
那么进了门以后，就要走这条路了。
So after entering the door, they must walk this way.
就是我们就要到父那里去了。
That we must go to the Father.
那怎么能够到父那里去呢？
So how can we go to the Father?
在旧约的时候，雅各在旷野里头曾经梦到有一个梯子从地上连到天上。
In the Old Testament, Jacob had a dream that a ladder was going was going up to heaven.
那么在约翰一章呢，这个耶稣也跟门徒说。
And in chapter 1, the Lord Jesus also said to the disciples.
他说这个雅各所指的看到这个异梦。
And Lord Jesus said what Jacob has seen in a dream.
要成就在人子的身上。
It shall be fulfilled on the Son of Man.
他说你要看见天开了。
That you shall see heaven open.
神的使者要上去下来在人子身上。
The Son of God will go up and down the ladder.
所以这个怎么能够从地到天？
So how can we go from earth to heaven?
怎么能够到父那里去?
How can we go to the Father?
主耶稣说他就是那个天梯。
Lord Jesus said, He is that ladder.
他就是那条道路。
He is that way.
所以主耶稣就说了。
So Lord Jesus said,
我就是道路、真理、生命。
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
这句话实在是很好。
This is a very good verse.
在我们的门口的话，那个 sign 上面就写了这句话。
This is the verse that is written on the sign out our church.
那么这个地方主耶稣说的话呢，就是我就是我是道路、真理、生命。
Here Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, the life."
他没有说我是道路，我是真理，我是生命。
He did not say, "I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life."
他并没有把这三样东西分开。
He did not separate these three things.
其实三样东西，道路、真理、生命合起来是一个。
The way, the truth, and the life, all three are one.
我们还记得耶稣在约翰福音十一章对这个马大、玛利亚说过的话。
In John chapter 11, Lord said to Martha and Mary,
当这个拉撒路死了以后，耶稣到那个地方要叫他复活。
That, Lord Jesus went to the grave to raise up Lazarus.
那么就马大说，主啊，你若是早来，我的兄弟就不至于死了。
Martha said, Lord, if you had come earlier, then my brother would not have died.
所以主耶稣跟他说，我是复活，是生命。
So Lord Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life.
这也是同样的意思。
This is the same meaning.
为什么耶稣是复活呢？
Why is Lord Jesus the resurrection?
因为他是生命。
Because he is life.
复活跟生命是不能分开的。
You cannot separate resurrection and life.
有生命就有复活了。
Where there is life, there is resurrection.
复活是因为有生命。
You have resurrection because there is life.
所以这地方也是同样的。
So here is the same thing.
为什么他说他是道路呢？
Why is he the way?
因为他是真理，是生命。
Because he is the truth and the life.
啊，所以这条路呢是真理的路。
So this way it is a truthful way.
这条路也是生命的路。
And this way is the way of life.
啊，所以这个是一样的意思。
It is the same meaning.
你能想象主耶稣告诉他，我是道路，是一条没有真理的道路吗？
Can you imagine the Lord Jesus saying, I am the way, but there's no truth in it?
世上有好多的道路。
On the earth, there's many ways.
但是这些道路都没有真理。
But all these ways don't have truth in it.
他虽然他有一些道理，有些这个说法。
They may have some principles and sayings,
但是不是真理。
But they are not truth.
那么这条路难道是叫我们死亡的路吗？
And is this way the way leading to death?
不是，这条路是引到永生的路。
No, this way leads to eternal life.
生命的道路。
The way of life.
所以主耶稣就告诉我们，他我是道路。
So Lord Jesus said, I am the way.
这个没有加什么其他的形容词。
He didn't add other adjectives.
但是就说这是唯一的一条路。
But this is the only way.
所以主耶稣告诉的，世上虽然有很多人讲到怎么得到这个生命，但是唯有主耶稣能够给我们生命。
On earth, there are many ways that says how we can get life, but only through Jesus can we obtain life.
主耶稣说的，我是道路。
Lord Jesus said, I am the way.
不是说我告诉你们一条道路。
He did not say, I will tell you of a way.
世界上很多这个宗教的教主。
On earth there are many religions.
他就告诉人，你怎么样走这条路。
And they tell people how you can walk this way.
你可以关于这条路是怎么样。
And they can tell you many things about this way.
但是他不能说我是道路。
But they cannot say I am the way.
没有一个人可以说我是道路。
Not one person can say I am the way.
只有主耶稣可以说。
Only Lord Jesus can say that.
所以我们要怎么走这条道路呢？
So how can we walk this way?
就是我们要得着主耶稣。
We need to obtain the Lord Jesus.
因为他就是道路。
Because he is the way.
所以圣经说
So the Bible says
就是只有靠着耶稣基督的灵我们才可以得救
Now, Only in the name of Lord Jesus can we obtain salvation
因为天下人间没有赐下别的名我们可以靠着得救
Because there is no other name on earth can we obtain salvation
所以我们要很宝贵我们的主耶稣
So we need to really treasure our Lord
要紧紧地抓住他
We need to hold on to him tightly
这样呢我们就能够走在这条路上
And this way we can walk on the way
真理也是同样的
Truth is the same
在什么地方你能找到真理呢
In this world where can you find truth
真理是在主耶稣里面
Truth is in Jesus
所以我们要接受主耶稣的话就是接受他做我们的真理
And to receive the Lord Jesus, it is to accept Him as our truth.
所以这个三样事情合起来，其实就是一件事情。
So all these three things, actually, it is one.
如果没有这条道路
，and if we don't have this way,
我们就没有办法是往前走。
Then we cannot move forward.
没有这个真理
，and if we don't have the truth,
我们就不知道什么。
Then we don't know anything.
如果没有这个生命
And if we don't have life,
我们就不能够长大
then there is no growing.
我们在走开始走这条道路的时候
And in the beginning when we start to walk this way,
我们的生命比较是幼稚的
It is more childish
就是比较像个 baby 一样的
It's like a baby.
生命是很小的
The life is very small.
但是我们越走这条路
But the more that we walk on this way,
我们的生命就慢慢成长了
Our life starts to grow.
那么这样的话，这条道路也是叫我们生命成长的道路。
So this way is also the way that helps us grow.
所以你看看这三方面，如果你缺一方面的话，都不能够走得好。
And in this way, if you are missing any one of these three elements, you will not walk well.
所以我们要认识，这就是主说的。我是道路、真理、生命。
So this is what Jesus meant by "I am the way, the truth, the life."
他说：“若不是借着我，没有人能够到父那里去。”
No one can come to the Father except through me.
到了下面，腓力又问个问题了。
Later on, Philip asked a question.
他说：“求主将父显给我们看。”
Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us.
腓力他不满足于在灵里头能够看见父。
Philip is not satisfied to just see the Lord spiritually in his spirit.
因为当这些门徒跟主耶稣这三年多时间
Because in these 3 years that they were with the Lord,
主耶稣已经开启他们的心
The Lord has already opened up their hearts.
叫他们看见主耶稣就是把父显给他们看的。
That it is, he helped them see that it is the Father who has sent him.
这个主耶稣跟他们相处这么久
，and the Lord Jesus has been with them so long.
他们肉眼上看见主耶稣了
，with their physical eyes they see the Lord.
但他们对父呢，只是灵里头看见
，but with the Father they only have seen the Father in spirit.
他还没有在肉眼里看见。
They have not seen physically with their eyes the Father.
所以腓力就说，叫我们在肉眼上也能看见神。
So Philip said, also cause our physical eyes to see the Father.
这个可能不可能
？Is this possible?
在旧约里头，摩西也曾经跟神有这样的祷告。
In the Old Testament, Moses also prayed the same prayer.
他说求神。把你的荣耀显给我看。
The Lord, may you reveal your glory to me.
摩西也想看看神到底怎么样的。
Moses also wants to see how God is.
想在肉眼里头看到神。
That physically he can see.
但是神跟他说，你在肉眼里头你不能看到我。
But God said, physically you cannot see me.
你看到我，你就要死。
If you see me, you shall die.
在世界上没有一个人可以用肉眼直接看到神。
No one on earth can see my glory.
就是像我们现在，我们不能用我们的肉眼看个太阳。
Just like we cannot use our eyes to see the sun.
这太阳的光太过强大了。
Because the brightness of the sun is too great.
神的圣洁太过圣洁了。
God's righteousness is too big.
非常的圣。
It's very,
holiness.
Oh, holy.
所以你不能够一个我们这样的人。 要到这么圣洁的神面前，我们是不能存活的。
That such a holy God, we cannot come before Him and live.
神也没有让摩西看到他的面是怎么样的。
So God did not let Moses see His face.
他只是跟摩西说，你有这样的祷告，那你我把你放在一个磐石的洞里头，等我过去的时候，你可以看到我的背影。
So God said, I will put you in the cleft of the rock, and I will pass by, so you shall see the back of me.
所以这个摩西也是没有看到神的面是怎么样。
So Moses didn't see the face of God.
但是信主的人呢，都在灵里头见到神了。
But all believers in their spirit have met God.
神从来没有说用他的形体向人的显现。
And God has never, like through flesh, revealed Himself.
所以有一些福音朋友说，我倒是想信神。如果你把神给我看一看，那我就信他了。
And some gospel friends will say, if you just show me God, and I will believe.
这个是不太可能的。
This is not possible.
神也不会这样的方法来叫你来信。
And God will not use this way to help you believe.
真正你要是看到神的话，可能你的命已经没有了。
And truly, if you see God, then you won't have your life.
所以神不会这样的给你看见的。
So God will not let you see it this way.
那腓力这个问题呢，就是说把父显给他们看。
So Philip's question is, to show them the Father.
这是说明他不认识耶稣是谁。
This, shows that he does not know who Lord Jesus is.
虽然他跟耶稣生活在有三年多的时间。
Although he has been with the Lord Jesus for 3 years,
他还没有真正的认识耶稣。
He has not really known the Lord Jesus.
因为圣经告诉我们，没有人看见神。
Because the Bible says no one has seen God.
只有父怀里的独生子把他表明出来。
Only the Son from the Father's bosom has revealed him.
所以主耶稣就是父怀里的独生子。
So Lord Jesus is the one who has only begotten son.
你要认识父。
You need to know the Father.
你就认识耶稣就可以了。
Then you need to know Lord Jesus.
你不需要叫父显给你看。
You don't need to ask the Father be revealed.
你如果真正的认识耶稣是谁。
If you really know the Lord Jesus.
认识他是父里的独父怀里的独生子。
If you know him as the only begotten son.
认识父是一个完。只是完父的完全的彰显。
That he is the full manifestation of the Lord, Heavenly Father.
你就不会问这问题了。
Then you will not ask this question.
但是我们也看到这个腓力问的问题啊，也是代表的世界上很多人的一个要求。
But we can see that Philip represents many people on earth.
他说求主将父显给我们看，我们就知足了。
He said, Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us.
人为什么在世界上的人他也不知足呢？
And why does he not
satisfy
us?
因为他不认识神啊。
Because he does not know God.
他不认识父啊。
He does not know the Father.
所以他里头就没有一个满足啊。
So there is no satisfaction in his heart.
这个问题倒是挺好的。
This is a good question.
但是还不完全。
But it is not complete.
所以耶稣就借着这个机会说他是父的完全的启示。
So here the Lord says that he is the complete expression of the Father.
他就是把父完全的表明出来了。
He completely manifests the Father.
不是天使，不是天使。
It is not the angels.
天使不能够把神完全的表明出来。
Angels cannot fully express the Father.
唯有我们的主耶稣基督。
Only our Lord Jesus.
他与父原为一。
He and the Father are one.
所以你见到主耶稣就是见到父了。
So if you see the Lord Jesus, you see the Father.
这就是告诉我们。
And this tells us.
我们要认识耶稣。
We need to know the Lord Jesus.
有很多人在追求神迹，追求这个异梦。
And many people seek for signs.
说你怎么要认识神呢？
So how do you know God?
你有没有看到光呢？
Have you seen brightness?
啊，有没有觉得身上有像这个触电的感觉呢？
Do you feel electricity in your body?
啊，有没有心里头觉得很热呢？
And do you feel your heart very warm?
啊，你如果有这样的话，你就是很属灵了。
Then if you are like this, then you're very spiritual.
啊，或者你的梦里头有没有看见过神呢？
Or have you dreamed about God in your dream?
其实这些都不是圣经里面告诉我们认识神的方法。
But actually, this is not what the Bible says in how to know God.
圣经告诉我们认识神的方法就是认识主耶稣基督是谁。
Bible tells us to know God is to know the Lord Jesus.
那么怎么样来认识耶稣基督呢？
So how do we know the Lord Jesus?
在这一章里头，第十一节。
And this in chapter 14, verse 11.
他说你们当信我，我在父里面，父在我里面，既或不信，也当因我所做的事信我。
Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves.
怎么能够来认识基督呢？
So how do we know the Lord Jesus?
就是接着父，这个主在地上他所做的事情。
It is through the works of the Lord on earth.
他说这个事情是父在我里面，第十节说是住在我里面的父所做的事情。
He said that it is the Father who dwells in me that does the works.
所以我们要认识神，要认识主耶稣。
So if we want to know God, we need to know the Lord Jesus.
我们就要认识主耶稣他所做的工作。
And we need to know the works that the Lord Jesus has done on earth.
那我们知道这个主耶稣所做的工作就是记载在这四本福音书里头。
And so we can see, the Bible recording all the Lord Jesus' works.
我们常常会跟这些朋友说。
And often we will tell our gospel friends.
啊，那你信的，你愿意相信耶稣啊？
Will you believe in the Lord?
那么信了耶稣以后怎么办呢？
And so what happens after you believe?
你要读圣经。
You need to study the Bible.
啊，你要先读新约。
You need to study the New Testament.
新约里头呢，你先读这福音书。
And in the New Testament, study the Gospels first.
因为这福音书你比较容易懂一些。
Because it's easier to understand.
你不要一下子就读启示录。
Don't study Revelation first.
好，我们说是介绍他们先来读福音书。
We introduce them to study the Gospels first.
其实不是说福音书是很简单、很浅的、容易明白的。
It is not to say that the gospel it is so shallow and it's easy to understand.
因为什么先读福音书呢？
Why do we study the gospel first?
可以来知道耶稣所做的事情。
It is so they may come to know the things the Lord has done.
所以我觉得这个福音书是很重要的。
So I feel that the gospels is very important.
当然圣经每一卷书都是很重要。
Of course, every book in the Bible is very important.
但是福音书是特别的重要。
But the gospels is extremely important.
你能够多多的重复的多次的来读这福音书。
If you can study it many times.
领会主耶稣所说的教训。
And understand his teachings.
能够看到主耶稣所做的事情。
And see the works.
你就对主耶稣的认识就能够多多的增加了。
Then your understanding will increase greater.
所以福音书并不是说好像刚信主的人读，信了主以后就不需要读了。
It is not to say that once you believe, then you don't need to understand.
我们需要多多的来读福音书。
You need to even more read the Bible.
这样呢，我们可以来认识基督。
This way we can know the Lord.
第二个怎么认识基督
？Secondly, how do we know the Lord Jesus?
第十三节说
，Verse 13 says,
你们奉我的名无论求什么，我必成就，叫父因儿子的荣耀。
And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son.
第十四节
，Verse 14.
你们若奉我的名求什么，我必成就。
If you ask anything in my name, I will do it.
这里告诉我们怎么样的能够更多的认识基督呢
？Here it tells us how do we know the Lord more?
奉主的名祷告。
We pray in Jesus' name.
常常的有祷告。
We often pray.
奉着主的名，在他的名里头，我们来祷告。
And in his name we pray.
我们就能够 更多的来认识基督。
And this way we may know the Lord Jesus.
有的这个信徒弟兄姊妹就会说了。
And so some Christians may say.
他说我们所需要的一切，圣经说天父都知道的。
Some may say, all that we need, the Lord already knows.
那为什么我们还需要祷告去祈求呢？
So why do we need to pray and ask?
那父就赐给我们，神给我们就好了吧。
Why God can just give it to us?
那就 你不祷告，神也会给你的。
If you don't pray, God will also give it to you.
所以他们就说，这个祷告不祷告都没有关系。
So they say, it doesn't matter whether we pray or not.
但是这个祷告是一个认识基督的一个很好的方法。
But prayer, it is a very good way of knowing Lord Jesus.
你跟一个人没有来往的话，你就不可能认识他。
If you don't have a relationship with someone, you will not know them.
你只知道他的名字，他长得什么样。
You will only know how they look like and their name.
但是他真正的性格怎么样，他的脾气怎么样，你不会知道的。
But their character and their attitude, you will not know them.
所以我们跟主的关系也是这样的。
So this is the same with our relationship with
God. 如果你没有跟他有个亲密的关系来亲近他，
If you don't draw near to him and have a close relationship with him,
你对主的认识还是模模糊糊的。
Then your knowing of him is very confusing.
只是知道他是你的救主。
You just know that he is your Lord.
他赦免你的罪。
And he has forgiven you of your sins.
更多的你就不够认识了。
But more than that, you don't know.
只有借着祷告来亲近他。
It is through prayer that you draw near to him.
而且借着祷告，看见你所祷告的事情，他给你成就了。
And it is through prayer that you can see what things he has accomplished.
啊，从这些你所经过的事情里头，你这样的来认识耶稣基督。
And through the things that you experience, you will come to know him.
我们有一次跟一个朋友传福音。
There was one time we preached a friend.
这朋友说，他虽然还没信主，但他有祷告。
Although he didn't believe in the Lord yet, but he prayed.
他说我的一个小女儿大概四五岁这样的。
He said, I have a daughter that is about 4 or 5 years old.
每天晚上都 睡不好觉。
Every night she cannot sleep well.
她睡不好，我们大人也睡不好了。
When she cannot sleep well, us adults cannot sleep well.
但是有一次的话，我们就为她祷告。
But one time we prayed for her.
求耶稣帮助她。
We prayed that Lord Jesus will help her.
叫她晚上能睡得好。
That at night she may sleep well.
她说，那天晚上她就睡得很好了。
And at that night, she slept very well.
他说耶稣真是爱我们。
He said, Lord Jesus truly loves us.
就是这个简单的事情，他就可以体会到对耶稣的认识。
Such a simple matter, he was able to come to know the Lord.
那天我们跟他传福音后，他愿意来信耶稣。
And at that time, when we preached the gospel to him, he was willing to accept the Lord.
那我们就跟他一块祷告。
So we prayed together with him.
他接受了主。
And he accepted the Lord.
然后我就跟他说，那你以后呢，就要读圣经，要祷告。
And you need to pray to the Lord and study the Bible.
天天读圣经。
Every day read the Bible.
每天可以读一点点，不需要读很多。
Every day just read a little bit, not you don't need to have a lot.
每天都向耶稣祷告。
Every day pray to the Lord.
好。那么他说，我有一本圣经。
He said, yes, I have a Bible.
很多年以前人家送给我的。
Many years ago, someone gave it to me.
但是这本圣经，
But this Bible,
我很久都没有动过，不知道放哪里去了。
I haven't touched it for a long time, I don't know where it is.
他说，好，我回去以后要找这本圣经，好好来读。
He said, but I will go home and search for it and study it well.
然后他就回到家里。
So he went home.
找来找去，找不到那本圣经。
He searched all over, but he couldn't find the Bible.
家也不是非常大。
And his house is not very big.
但是就找不出来这本圣经。
But he couldn't find the Bible.
后来他说，那我就祷告。
Then he said, I'll pray.
那祷告完了以后，很快就找到这本圣经了。
After he prayed, very quickly he was able to find it.
说真是奇妙。
He said, very amazing.
神听祷告。
God hears prayers.
就这么小小的事情。
Such a small matter.
他借着祷告就更多的认识耶稣基督了。
But through prayer, he comes to know the Lord more.
所以你怎么能够认识基督呢？
So how can you know the Lord more?
要 看他所做的事情。
You need to see his works.
第二个，借着祷告来认识他。
And secondly, through prayer, know him.
这是经历。
It is through experience.
不但有圣经的知识。
Not only you have Bible knowledge.
而且我们还有个人的经历。
But we have our personal experiences.
那么在经历里头来认识耶稣。
And in experience, we will come to know the Lord.
这些经历又帮助我们更多的来明白圣经。
And the experiences will come help us know the Bible, the Lord more.
所以我们要更多的来认识基督。
So we need to come to know the Lord more.
到下面十六节。
In verse 16,
主耶稣说他要求父，父就将另外赐给你们一位保惠师。
He said, I will pray the Father and he will give you another helper.
主耶稣也知道门徒还是有限的。
Lord Jesus knows the disciples have limitations.
他需要圣灵的教导。
They need the disciplines of the Holy Spirit.
所以他需要求父把圣灵来赐给他们。
So you need to pray the Father to give the Holy Spirit to the disciples.
这里说圣灵是真理的圣灵。
Here it says, Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth.
要教导他们。
They will teach them.
虽然耶稣不跟他们在一起。
Although the Lord will not be with them.
但是有圣灵来教导他们。
But they will have the Holy Spirit to teach them.
在里面来教导他们认识耶稣基督。
And he will teach them from within the Lord Jesus.
所以这个是虽然主离开他们。
So although the Lord left them,
但是圣灵永远的与他们同在。
But the Holy Spirit is forever abiding with them.
所以他们就能够在地上能够做主所托付给他们的事情。
So that they may do the works that the Father has given them on earth.
第四个门徒就是犹大，他问的问题。
The fourth disciple is Judas.
他说，主啊，为什么要向我们显现，不向世人显现呢？
He said, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world?
主耶稣为犹大为什么要这样问呢？
Why does Judas ask this way?
我体会他里面是不是有这样的意思。
And I wonder if this is what he meant.
如果你向不但向我们显现，也向世人显现的话。
That if you not only reveal to us, but you also reveal to the world,
那么就更多人可以信你了。
Then more people will believe in you.
那不是更好吗？
Then isn't that good?
那为什么你单单向我们门徒显现，你不向世人显现呢？
So why is it that you only reveal to us, but not to the world?
耶稣没有直接的回答。
But the Lord Jesus did not answer him immediately.
而是叫这些门徒记住自己的责任。
But Lord Jesus said to take care of their own responsibilities.
耶稣回答说，人若爱我，就必遵守我的道。
Jesus said, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word.
这地方讲到爱。
Here it speaks of love.
还讲到这个遵守，就是顺服。
It speaks of obedience.
主耶稣说，你们的责任就是爱跟顺服。
Lord Jesus said, your responsibility is to love and to obey.
主耶稣复活升到天上。
Lord Jesus resurrected and went to heaven.
门徒仍然是留在地上。
But the disciples are remained on earth.
他们怎么传福音呢？
So how can they preach the gospel?
就是爱跟顺服。
It is through love and obedience.
这个爱跟顺服也是主耶稣在地上说这个传福音的方法。
It is also the same way how Lord Jesus preached the gospel on earth.
因为主耶稣一直记得他是父所差来到地上的。
Because it is the Father who has sent the Lord Jesus.
所以他的一生就是爱跟顺服。
So his whole life it is love and obedience.
他爱父。
He loves the Father.
也顺服父的旨意。
He also obeys the Father's commandments.
所以主耶稣在地上的服事。
So when Lord Jesus serves on earth,
就是爱跟顺服。
It is love and obedience.
如果门徒也在地上要服事。
So if the disciples are to serve on earth,
要来成就主给他们的托付。
And to accomplish the responsibilities given them,
也是同样的。
It is the same.
要像主耶稣那样。
They have to be like the Lord Jesus.
也来爱和顺服。
To come and love and obey.
爱神，爱耶稣。
Love God, love Lord Jesus.
顺服主耶稣的带领。
And obey his leading.
这样你才可以在地上有这样的服事。
This way you may serve on earth.
因为服事不是单单做一点事情。
Because service is not only doing some things.
爱就是我们服事的力量跟这个出发点。
Love is the source of our strength.
不是单单做一些事情。
It is not only doing things.
你叫我做什么我就做了。
You tell me what to do, I'll do it.
我们服事乃出于爱主。
But service, it is to love the Lord.
所以主耶稣在跟问彼得三次问他你爱我吗你爱我吗
So the Lord Jesus asked Peter three times, do you love me?
他不怀疑这个彼得有很大的力量可以去做事情。
He did not ask Peter whether he has great strength to do things.
但是他要彼得记住这个爱是服事的最重要的因素。
But he wants Peter to remember that love is the most important part of service.
当彼得说他爱他。
When Peter said he loves him,
所以主耶稣说你就来牧养我的羊。
Then feed my sheep.
牧养羊没有爱的话没有办法牧养的。
If you don't have love, you cannot tend the sheep.
所以我们也是这样的。
We are like that.
真正要这个来服侍主。
If we truly serve the Lord,
就是要一个出于爱。
That is, must come out of love.
不是爱自己。
It is not to love yourself,
不是爱自己的荣耀,
and not to love your own glory,
乃是爱主,
it is to love the Lord.
愿意为了爱主能够放下我们自己的一切。
And in order to love the Lord, you're willing to deny yourself.
爱主的话, 就要照主的方法。
And you want to love, and you need to love in the Lord's way.
不是照着自己方法去做事情。
Not do things according to your own way.
所以这个爱的表现就是顺服。
So the expression of love is obedience.
没有顺服的人不能说你是爱主的。
Those without obedience cannot say they love the Lord.
当然我们都能够从主的话里头我们得到帮助。
So may we be helped through God's words.
所以这四个门徒问的问题呢其实有可以把它给 连在一起的。
So these four questions we can actually connect them all.
我们要有一个荣耀的盼望。
We need to have this glorious hope.
我们服侍主，知道我们将来是这个盼望是什么。
And when we serve the Lord, we need to know what is this glorious hope.
我们也要知道这条路是什么。
And we need to know what this way is.
我们也要来认识基督。
And we need to know the Lord Jesus.
我们也要借着爱和顺服，把福音传到更多的人的地方。
And we need to preach the gospel through love and obedience.
但愿主祝福他的话语。
May the Lord bless his words.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
因为你不但爱当时的十一个门徒。
Because you not only love the 11 disciples.
你也爱我们这些属于你的人。
But you also love us.
你爱我们就爱我们到底。
You love us and you love us to the uttermost.
你把我们今天留在地上。
And today you leave us on earth.
你要有托付给我们。
And you have a responsibility.
让我们能够把福音传开。
That we may preach the gospel.
你的教会，你的身体被建立起来。
That your church and your body may be built up.
但愿主常常来引导我们。
And may Lord, may you lead us.
叫我们更多的来认识你。
That we may know you more.
也叫我们能够爱你更多。
That we may love you more.
求主你恩待我们。
Lord, may you have mercy on us.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.